Today's shir is schuz for refuah shleima, for shalom and bracha. Today's shir is mesachta ksubas daf mem hey, and we will begin daf mem dalram beis, three lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Tana Shela. Shela teaches us a braisa that, as we discussed quite extensively in our previous shir, there are certain circumstances that a nar hamarasa is put to death. Not only is she put to death, but as we discussed, she's put to death with skila, a special serious severe misa. Sometimes that misa is done behesach beis avia at the entrance to her father's home. It says the Gemara Tana Shela Shalosh Shmidas. There are three different situations of a nara marasa that's chayv misa. Bala Edim, if Edim come to say testimony, as she is now bebeis chamea, she's already in her father-in-law's home. In other words, she's already had nesuin with her husband, and they say testimony shezinsa bebeis avia that she had an improper relationship while she was still by her father's home. The loch is circular sal pesach bebeis avia. She's chayv skila, and that skila is administered by the entrance to her father's home. Klaimer, the reason that is done is because we're making a declaration. Rugadulum shagidaltem, look at the product, look at your children. So Maram Shif points out that actually the next case that we're going to learn is that Adam came while she was still in her father's home. That happens, we're going in proper sequence, before she has Nesuin, and in a father-in-law's home. So why was this case that we just learned mentioned first? So the Maram Shif answers, because the braisa that Sheila is now teaching us is following the sequence of the psukim and the Torah. And the first pasuk in the Torah, as it discusses the halachas of Moitzi Shemra, starts with when she's in her father-in-law's home. And therefore, and then the Torah speaks about when she's still in her father's home. So in order to go in the sequence of the Pesukim and the Torah, that's why Shela went in the same order as well. Furthermore, the Shita asks that we're going to learn later in our Shir that in a city which is mainly inhabited by non-Jews, we don't do the Skila by the Shari Ir, but we do it by the Pesach Bezdin. And that is not mentioned. Furthermore, as we learned in our previous year, asked the Shita, if her father is not alive, the halach is that we don't do the skila Pesach Beis Avia. We do the skila a Pesach Shair. So why was that not mentioned by Shela? So he answered that if we learn Rashi properly, we'll see Rashi says that these three categories that Shela mentions are all connected to the status of the Nara Marasa. And that's what Shela is trying to emphasize. The other details are not what he's trying to emphasize. So he said that if she was Mizana while she was still in her father's home, we do the Skila al Pesach Beis Avia. We're making a declaration, Ru Gedulim Shegedaltim. And the Ritva points out that this is the case of the Moitzi Shemra that was mentioned in the Torah, that Edom come after she had a chuppah to say that she had this adulterous relationship before the chuppah, as the pasuk says, Liznoi space avia, and the skila is done by the entrance of her father's home to declare where did this tragedy emanate from. It emanated from where she comes from. And the Ritva goes on to say that even if the Edom come on their own, not that the husband began this entire discussion, but Edom came on their own to say that this woman acted this way inappropriately in her father's home before she was Nesua, the halach is she gets skila a Pesach Beis Avia. And the Pnei Yeshua comes to say that the Gemara is teaching us that it's all for the reason on whether it was initiated by the husband or was initiated by Edim, it's always, her skila is always done a Pesach Beis Aviyah to make this declaration of Ru Gedulim Shegidaltim. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos disagrees that only that this special halacha that we've been discussing, that the Nar Marasa gets skila, says Tosfos is only applicable in a case that the husband initiated this accusation, which was proven to be true. But if it was just initiated by the Edim, then Hamisa would be Chenek, not Skila. The next case, says Sheila, is Bala Edim. Edim came when she was Beis Aviyah, and they say testimony, she's into Beis Aviyah, that she had this adulterous relationship while she was still in her father's home. And in such a case, Sokhlan is her Beis Pesach Sha'ir. We don't do the skila by a father's home. Rather, since there was no nesuim, and everybody recognizes that it was Bebeis Aviyah, so therefore, we're more concerned, explains the Ritva, to publicize that she's Chayv Misa, rather than to publicize the fact of Ru Gedulim Shegidaltem. And therefore, when we have this challenge, what is more important for us to publicize? We publicize the fact that she did this terrible act, and we're less focused that it should be done in the home of a father. The next case is Sarcha. She had this adulterous relationship as a Nara Marasa, Ulub Soif Bagra, and then she became a Bagaris, as we often quote in a Shiurim, 6 months after a girl becomes a Nara, she becomes a Bagaris. But since at this point, she's ready begeris, the loch is tidin becherek. She gets chenek and she gets skila. So Rekiv Eger asks a question. The Edim, we know that before anybody does an Aveira, in order to beget the punishment, they have to have a asra. In this case, the Edim gave it a asra when she was a Nara. And the asra presumably was that if you're going to do this Aveira, you're going to be chayv skila. So if her hasra was for skila, how could she end up getting chenek? She didn't get warned for chenek. She got warned for skila. So Kiva Ega says that this Gemara is following the opinion that holds, we learned it earlier in our Masechta and Daflam Gimel Amud Aleph, the Musra Lamisa Mura, Musra Lamisa Kala. Chenek is a less severe Misa than skila. And since chenek is a less severe misa than skila, when she got hasra for skila, chenek was automatically included. Another pshat that he suggests is that when somebody does an aveira for which there's a chiyuv misa, we do not have to indicate which misa they'll get. All the edim have to say that you're doing an aveira for which there's a chiyuv misa, and they didn't mention which chiyuv misa, and therefore, according to what the halacha is, that will be the misa that she will get. So ask the Gemara, according to this last category that Sheila identified, since she's now a begeris, she's not going to be subject to skila, she's going to be subject to chenek. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Lememra, the kalhecha de ishtin gufa ishtin ketala, that if she went through a physical change, as we just identified, that she's no longer a nara, she's now a begeris, so the chiv misa changes as well. Vrimini, but the Gemara asks from a brisa. So Tosfos, the Vremaskel Tanoihi, makes a very important point. Even if we'll have a brisa, as we're about to learn, that clearly holds differently than Sheila, so why would this be a problem? Sheila is also quoting a brisa. And one brisa is a lot of argue with a different brisa. So why is this such a big question? So Tosfos answers that the brises that were considered authoritative are the brises that were taught by Rav Chiya Rav Oshia. This brise that we began our shiur with was the brise that was taught by Sheila. And a brise that was taught by Sheila is not as authoritative as the brisa that was taught by Rav Chiya Rav Oshia, and that's why the Gemara is asking that if we're going to have a brisa that was taught by Rav Chiya Rav Oshia that teaches us different than Rav Sheila, that probably is the brisa we ought to follow.
And the Braisa says, Nara Marosa Shazinsa, a Nara Marosa that had an adulterous relationship, Mishabogra, and then she became a Begeris Vinissus, and then she became a Nesua, and then after the Hoitzila Shemra, he puts out, he brings Edom that while she was a Nara Marosa, she had an adulterous relationship. Who ain't a Loikaveda Noisimayasela? As we've been discussing, the halacha is that a Moitzi Shemra, if the husband is a Moitzi Shemra, he has to pay Mayasela, he has to get Malkus. He, Vizomimea, and her, she, and the people who say Edis, that she had this adulterous relationship, Magdim Lebeis Askila. So the Gemara stops and asks, how do we understand that both she and the people who said testimony against her are given skila? It's either going to be her or them. Says the Gemara, exactly that's what the Braisa meant. Oy he, oy zemeh. If she indeed is guilty, she's the one that's chayv skila. If the Edim turn out to be Edim zemeh, they're the ones that are mechuyim magdimim beisa skila. And Rashi points out, what is the wording that the Braisa uses, Magdim Lebeisa Skila. So Rashi explains, Magdim means that early in the morning, we take them to the Beisa Skila and administer the Skila, because there's no way they're going to, there's no way they're going to be able to get out of Chiv Skila. Taisa says a different pshat. Taisa says that although the Chiv is Skila, and that's what the Braisa means to say when it says Magdim Lebeis Skila, we give them Skila. But the Braisa is also teaching us that it's only Magdimim. It's only something that we should do L'chatchila. But if it's not an option, if we can't give Skila, for example, for whatever reason we can't administer the Einish Skila, it doesn't mean that we should let them off the hook. And they should get a different misa, because Taisa says, the Torah Akdosha says, "Uvi'arta harami kabecha," we have an obligation to remove anybody who did such an avera. But this Braisa says clearly that if she was a megeris when this entire back and forth happened, but the act happened when she was a nara marasa, she's chayv skila. The Shayla said that if at this point she's already a begeris, she wouldn't be chayv skila, she'll only be chayv chenek. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Maitzi Shemra Kamrit, you're trying to bring a raya from this case. Shani Maitzi Shemra, the case of Maitzi Shemra is different. The Chiddushu, the Torah said a Chiddush, the Nichnas al Chuppah v'loy Nivel ba'alma, under normal circumstances, if a woman had a Chuppah, but she did not have Nesuin, and she was Mizana, she had an adulterous relationship, she would be Chayiv Chenek, because once she's Nichnas al Chuppah, she's considered an Eishes Ish, who's in a Suwa, that's Chayiv Chenek, Vila Maitzi Shemra, but the Maitzi Shemra, that somebody says against his wife, the Chayiv is a Chayiv Skila. Even though, at this point, when we already have the Hamada Bedin, when she's being brought to this to Besdin by the husband, she's already an Eishes Ish. So we see that by Moitzi Shemra, even though her status changed, and she's now she's already in the Suah, the Halacha is, the same will be, she's Chayiv Skila. The same thing, but if she became a Begeris, she's Chayiv Skila. However, Shayla was not talking about a case where a husband initiated the claim against his wife. Shayla was referring to the Braisa where the Edom came on their own. And therefore, since it's not the unique Chiddush that the Torah says that a woman who, that there's a special halacha when the husband is Moitzi Shemra, and it turns out what he says is correct, that it's Chayiv Skila, but that's only in a very unique situation, and that's why we don't ask a question from a case where the husband initiated it, which is what this Braisa spoke about, to the case of Shila is where the Edom initiated. So Rekiv Eger asks, we're saying that this woman, every woman where the Torah speaks about the case of Moitzi Shemra, is a woman that her status changed, because by the husband doing the chuppah, she becomes Eishes Ish, she becomes a Nesua. She's no longer a Nara Hamarasa. And yet the special halacha of Moitzi Shemra applies to her.
So Kivega asks, if somebody's Moitzi Shemra on this girl and says that while she was a Nara Hamarasa, she committed adultery, so then this marriage is a Mekachtos. So she's not a Nesua. Kivega asks, the Gemara is saying that when the husband is making the claim, he's making a claim that she did something when she was a Nara Marasa, although now, when he's making the claim, she's already in the Suah. But asks Rabbi Kiveger, according to the husband's claim, she's actually not a Nesua, because it's a Mekachtos. He didn't want to marry a woman that had done such an act. Says Rabbi Kiveger, a very big chiddush. If I buy something based on an erroneous assumption, then it's considered Mekachtos. And when we speak about a Mekachtos, we know what that means is that the sale, the transaction, is retroactively voided. What he says means is that there's an unspoken condition between the buyer and the seller that if certain expectations are not met, the deal is not a deal. He gives an example. If somebody buys an axe in an area where axes are commonly used for plowing. It's as if the buyer stipulated that the sale is contingent on the axe being fit for plowing. If the axe is not fit for plowing, the sale is retroactively void because the condition of the sale was not fulfilled. He says, furthermore, says Rabbi Kiveger, that we're going to learn a Gemara later in our Masechta on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, that a condition can only be attached to a transaction when the transaction can be conducted through a shliach. But one, says the Gemara, cannot attach conditions to nesuin, to chuppah, because the halacha is a chuppah and the nesuin cannot be done through a shliach. So says Rabbi Kiveger, even though in our Gemara, we certainly can assume that the husband did not intend to marry a wife who was mezana as a Nara Marasa, it still will not be enough to turn it into a Mekachtos. And that's why she is indeed considered a Nesua, even though the claim is for something that she did where she's a Nara Marasa. So you see that a change that was with a claim that was initiated by the husband is a change that the halacha doesn't care about and still will have the din of a Moitzi Shemra. Shayla, however, was talking about a case where the Edom initiated. Says the Gemara, this difference that the Gemara wanted to suggest is, says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Shula Rava, Dilma Hei Chodesh Rachmona, yes, the Torah says that the parasha Moitzi Shemra of Nara Marasa applies even in a situation where her marital status changed. As we just said, she's no longer Narusa, she's now a Nesua, but that still has to be in a situation, Hechi Delayesh de Negufa, there's no physical change. But in the case that we're speaking about, Avla Ela Hechadesh de Negufa, where there's a physical change, as we just said, she became a Bogeres, Lo Chodesh Rachmana, the Torah did not say that this halacha. And if we're saying that the Bryce is teaching us that she's chayv skila, even though she became a begeris, then every girl that became a begeris, even if the claim is not being initiated by the husband, but rather the claim is being initiated by the edim, the same halacha should apply. El Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, the question that we're discussing, that if the girl became a begeris, will that affect what her status should be as far as what type of misa she'll get for an adulterous relationship she had as a Nara HaMarasa? Says the Gemara is actually Machloikas Tanoim. Tanoihi, it's a Machloikas Tanoim. So the halacha is that if somebody does an Avera B'Shoigik and then he becomes aware that he did such an Avera, he has to bring a Karma Chatas. But when we speak about a Karma Chatas, the Torah is very clear in differentiating between the Karma Chatas that a regular Jew brings versus the Karma Chatas of a Nasi did an Aveir B'Shaigig or a Kohen Gadol did an Aveir B'Shaigig. A regular individual brings a Karma Chatas, a Kisva or Siris Izim.
The Nasi brings a sawyer, the Kohen Gadol brings a par. And we're going to begin learning, the Gemara is going to begin quoting a Mishnah regarding a Nasi or Kohen Gadol who did an Aveira while they were still not a Nasi or Kohen Gadol, and then their status changed, and now they have to, which carbon should they bring? So the halacha is that if they did the Aveira before they became a Nasi or Kohen Gadol, and they became aware of the Aveira before they became a Nasi or Kohen Gadol, they bring the regular Karma Chattis. The question is, if they did the Aveira before they became a Nasi or Kohen Gadol, but they only became aware of the Aveira afterwards, the question is, what is his status? The Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us, a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi shechatu atchle nismanu, they did an Aveira before they were appointed to this position, and then the nismanu, and then they were appointed, harei ken yaitis. Since they knew that they did the Aveira before they were appointed, they bring the regular Karma Chattis. Shimon Omer, but says Rav Shimon, im noidlam atchle nismanu, if, he says, only if they became aware of the Aveira before they were appointed to this new position, do they bring the regular Karma Chattis. Chayovim, they bring the regular Karma Chattis. However, Minishmanu, if they were appointed to these new positions, they don't bring a Karma Chattis. Since the Aveira was done when they were in one status, and the knowledge of the Aveira was in a different status, they don't bring the same carbon. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak holds that when you become aware of the Aveira, that's when you become chayv in the carbon. Similarly to the case of the Nara Hamarasa. And just like the Nara Hamarasa, if she did the Aveira when she was a Nara Hamarasa, but became aware of the Aveira after she was a Begiris, the halacha is the carbon will change. And the Chum hold that the carbon doesn't change. They, like we just learned in the Mishnah, that the Chumim hold that you always bring the original carbon. So we see that the Chum hold that a change that happened between the Aveira and becoming aware of the Aveira, they bring the original carbon. And therefore, the Bryce that says that if she did the Aveira when she was a Nara Hamarasa, even though now she's a Begeris, she'll still be Chayiv Skila like a Nara Hamarasa. Rav Shimon will hold that if her situation changed, she changes everything. And that's why Shayla hold that she won't be chayiv carbon, she won't be chayiv skila, she'll be chayiv chenek. Ask the Gemara, Eimad Shmuel Reb Shimon, if we analyze, says the Gemara, if we analyze what that we just learned, Reb Shimon doesn't say that we only look at her new status. Reb Shimon says, the also af bas yedia. We look at both. We look at the time the Aveira was done, and we look at the time that he became the Aveira. Da'az abas yediya, v'la'yas abas achat, and that's why he said that you don't bring any carbon. Since we don't know how to look at this, there are two contradictory statuses that are involved in this Aveira. We don't bring any carbon. But to tell us, the Azul Bas Yediyah, Shayla suggested that we only look at the time when you became a Aveira. You only look at the fact that she's currently a Begeris. V'loy Azul Bas Achatah, and we don't look at the fact what was her status when she was a Nara Marasa, Mishamatla. Where do we have such an opinion? Because if that would be the case, in Cain, because if the halacha is like Shayla suggested, that we look at the current status, then the halacha ought to be laisi carbon kahashta. Then this kohen or the nasi should bring a carbon as according to his current status, which would mean that a kohen mashuach would have to bring a par, a nasi sawyer. But that's not what Rav Shimon said. What Rav Shimon said is they don't bring any carbon. And as I saw, the Chazon Ish explains that what is the machloikas between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon? He says that Rav Shimon held, as the Gemara just said, that what is the obligation of the carbon dependent on? Two elements. When did he do it, Aveira? And when is he bringing the carbon? Whereas he says the opinion of the Tanakhama is that it's a different Aveira
the avera that a kohen gadol does, the avera that a nasi does, is considered a different avera than the avera that a regular person does. And we look at the time that the avera was done. And if at the time the avera was done, he was a regular person, that's why the halacha is that he brings, he only brings the carbon as according to the time that he did the avera. There's a very interesting Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi Masechet Horias, in explaining the opinion of Rav Shimon, that says that if he did the Avera when he was a regular individual, but he becomes aware of the Avera after he became a Nasi or Kohen Gadol, he doesn't bring any carbon, because he says he was obviously appointed to a position of prominence. And he says, Kala Oyla L'Gdula, says the Yerushalmi, Meichlan Lai Kala V'Naisav, all his Averas are forgiven. So says the Yerushalmi, you know why Rav Shimon says he doesn't have to bring a carbon? Because he already had a Kaparis Averas. How do you have the Kaparis Averas? Because he had this new appointment of becoming a Kohen Gadol, this new appointment of becoming a Nasin. So now we're back to where we started. The Brice that Shayla held, that a Nara that became a Begeris and says that after, Shayla said that if that then Torah happens afterwards, she's Chayiv Chenek, is contradictory to the Brice that we mentioned earlier on Amin Aleph, that said the fact that she became a Begeris in between doesn't change that since the Aveiru was done when she was a Nara Marasa, the punishment is Skila. Ask the Gemara, Hamalei Rav Yochanan Latana, the Rav Yochanan said to the Tana who taught him the Brisa Shela that indeed the Brisa should be amended and it shouldn't be that she should get Chenek, but indeed Tidin Skila. She gets Skila, and therefore what Shela taught us is completely consistent with what we learned in the Brisa. And therefore there is no Stira, we amended the Brisa, and therefore there's no Stira at all. Says the Gemara, Vamai, why is that the halacha? Naram rasa merchmana. Then the Torah, when it says that there's a chiv skila, speaks about a naram rasa. But this girl that we're talking about now, begeris he. Answers the Gemara, Amr v'lo amikra. The pasuk says, v'haitzi asanara. The Torah says, v'haitzi asanara. Now let's think about it. We know that the entire parsha, says Rabbi Law, is talking about a nara. Why did the Torah have to repeat the word hanara? To teach us that even though hanara shoysa kvar, she was previously a nara, but she's not a nara currently, she still brings, she's still chayiv skila. Amalei Rav Chananya Ila, Yehochi, if that's the case, that even though she now became a nara, since the Aveiru was done when she was, now she became a Begeris. Since the Aveiru was done when she was a Nara Marasa, she's Chayiv Skila. So the case ought to, then the halacha ought to be that if the husband was Moitzi Shemra on her, Milka Nami Laluki, he should get Malkus. Or Meis Sela Nami L'Shalom, he should have to pay Melia Sela. So why did the Brisa say that Bagra, Venissa, Vahoitzi La Shemra, we learned in the Brisa, ain't a loika, for loy mishal mei sella. Amlei, rechmana nitzlam haidata. There's no, and your question has no basis. Adrabba, so Rav Chananya said to him, Adrabba, rechmana nitzlam haidata lechach. You're completely wrong. V'tamamai, so why is there a difference that as far as the skill is concerned, even though she has become a begeris, since the Avera was done, when she was a Nara, she's Chayiv Skila. But as far as the Malkus and the Mei Kesef, since she's currently a Begeris, the halacha is, it doesn't apply. Why? Where do we take this distinction from? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avin, V'tem Rav Yitzchak bar Chananya, Zu Maser Garmala. Why is she Chayiv Misa? Because she did such a terrible thing while she was a Nara Marasa. Why is he Chayiv Malkus? Why is he Chayiv Mei Kesef? Because Zeh Akimus Sfos of Garmalai, he said what he wasn't supposed to say. And therefore, says the Gemara, Zuma said Garmalai, her punishment is based on what she did. And when did she do what she did? She didn't Zanoi, Nara Zanoi. She did what she did while she was a Nara. And that's why she deserves the punishment of a Nara Marasa Skila. However, his Akimus Sfos of, his speaking about her, is what causes him to get his punishment. And Amos Kamechai, when did that happen? He shata, when he says it. And in the case that we're speaking about, for he shata begeris have, when he's speaking, she's already a begeris. And since she's already a begeris, that's why he, the special din of Meir Kesef and Malkus do not apply. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Nar Marasa Shizinsa, a Nar Marasa that did such an adulterous act while she was a Nar Marasa, says that we're learning throughout our shir, she gets skila. Says the Brice, the Sakon I say, a Pesach Beis Aviyah. The skila is administered at the entrance to a father's home. Ein le Pesach Beis Av. Let's say she doesn't have a father, or the father doesn't own a home. Sakon I say, a Pesach Beis Shari here. Then we do the skila at the entrance of the city. However, says the Brice, however, the city is mainly inhabited by the Kachavim. We do the skila at the entrance of the Bezdin. So the Gemara doesn't say which Bezdin does she do the skila. Says the Chasam Sofer. The Taisa says, when the Gemara just says that when we do the skila, a Pesach Shari ear, the skila that's done on Pesach Shari ear is the ear in which she did the Maisa's Nus. So says the Chasam Sofer, when we speak about the Shar Bezdin, it doesn't mean the Bezdin where the Din Torah was conducted, but rather means the entrance to the Bezdin in which she did this Aveira. So the question is, why does the Bezdin, why is the entrance of the Bezdin in which she did the Aveira the place for her to get skila? So, says the Chasam Sofer, that Bezdin, where she's chayiv, the Paskins, she's chayiv Misa, sends a message. So really, says the Chasam Sofer, the Bezdin that where the Din Torah ought to be conducted should be the Bezdin of the city where the Znus took place. That's what makes sense. However, if that city doesn't have a Bezdin, so the Din Torah is conducted in another city. But they send a message to the city where the Aveira took place, that's where it should, that this, your city is where this happened, and this is where the death should be administered. Kiyotz B'davah continues to come out to Omer, Ha'iv K'chavim, Soikon Esau Shar Sh'avibba. Somebody who worships Avodah Zarah, is killed at the entrance of the city where he did the Aveira. However, Be'ir Sh'ruba Avodah K'chavim, and it's a complication to do it at that spot, says the Gemara, Soikon Esau Pesach Bezdin. So we just learned that if there's no Pesach Beis Av for whatever reason, the skila should be done Pesach Shari Ir. And if that is impossible, it should be done with Pesach Beis Bezdin. Ask the Gemara anonymously, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan. The Torah, when it speaks about somebody who's an Oyver Avodah Zarah, says, V'haytseisus isha hi o esisha hi, asha osu adova arazeh, el sharecha, v'sakaltem bavarim v'meisa. Says the Gemara, sharecha, says shar ha'ovaba. That's the entrance of the city where Avodah Zarah was worshipped. Says the Brice at the Oimel Shar Sheish Ovabai. Is that the place, this entrance to the city? Oyenel Shar Shenidnaboy. Maybe it's the entrance to the Bezdin. Says the Brice, Nemesherech Lamata. The Torah, when it speaks about the Skila, says the word Sherecha. And the Pasuk, speaking about the Aveira, also says, V'nem sherech l'mala. Because the Pasuk starts, Ki imotzi b'kibbucha b'achat sherecha, asher Hashem alkecha noisan loch, isha isha shiasa sarah b'ein Hashem alkecha, lava b'risoi, v'yelech v'yavar alahim acher v'shtach lahem, ma shah ha'om l'mala. The first shah, it's talking about Shar Sh'avibay. It's talking about the city where the Avodah Zarah was worshipped. Af Shar Ha'om L'mata is talking about Shar Sh'avibay. Davachar, Sharecha, we learn from the Pasuk, Sharecha, your city, V'lo Shar Avdik Chavim. And it has to be the entrance of a city which is mainly inhabited by Jews, not the entrance of a city which is inhabited by non-Jews. But ask the Gemara, Hai Sharecha, we just learned that the skila is done at the entrance of the city where the Avodah Zarah was done.
How do we use that sharech also to teach us that if the city is mainly Ovdei Kechavim, then we don't do it at the entrance to that city? Answers the Gemara, if all we were trying to learn is that the skila should be done at the entrance of the city where the Avodah Zarah was worshipped, imkei lemakra shar, it would be adequate that the city, that the pasuk should say the word shar. My sharecha, why does the Torah use the word sharecha? Sham minotarti. We learned two halachas, that the skila should be done at the entrance of the city where the Avodah Zarah was worshipped, but if most of the people in that city are non-Jews, then we don't do it there. So ask the Gemara, Ashkechan Avodah Kechavim. Everything we've been speaking, all these psukim, refer to Avodah Zarah. But we said that the same halacha applies by a Nara Marasa. Ask the Gemara, Nara Marasa Menolon, that the same halacha applies by a Nara Marasa as well. Answers the Gemara, Amravua Gomer, Pesach. The Torah uses the word Pesach by Nara Marasa. The Torah says, Vaitziwas Anaro, a Pesach Beisavia. And the Torah says, by the Mishkan, Vesmesach Pesach Shar Chatzar Shal Mishkan, and then the Torah says by the Chatzar Mishkan the word Shar, and then the Torah uses the word Shar by the Marasa Sharecha that says by Avodah Zarah to teach us that these two halachas travel together. Tana Rabbanan, Hamotzi Shemra, if somebody spreads a lie about his wife that she was Mizana as a Nara Marasa, and then it turns, and he brings Edom to substantiate his claim, and then it turns out that it's all a lie. The halach is like a nice meyasela. Are you daima lukas like a mekamakim? Whether he had relations with her or didn't have relations with her, he gets malchus. However, the meyasela that the Torah says he has to pay, bal noisin. If he had beer before he was mitzi shemra, then he has to give the meyasela. Loy bal. But if he didn't have beer, ain't a nisin, says the Gemara, this machlokes that we just quoted between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, kamifgli beplukta the Rabbi Elazar of Yaakov Rabban, is actually a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar of Yaakov and the Chachamim. We're going to learn on daf mem vav, a discussion. When the Torah speaks about this whole parasha of Motzi Shemra, is it only if the husband had relations with his wife, does the din of Motzi Shemra apply? Or does it even apply when he didn't have relations? Says the Gemara, "Vach kamar hamaytzi shemra noikiv noisim isela bein bal bein shloi bal." Whether he had relations or whether not is Rabbanan, the opinion of the Rabbanan. Yudaimer lilkas loika malchus will get under all circumstances. May isela bal noisin. If he had relations with her, he has to pay the may isela loi bal. Ain't a noisin. Whose opinion is that? Kirev Elazar ben Yaakov. He says that the special knas of the Meir Kesef is only applicable if he had Bia. Ikadamri, but there's a different version. How to explain the machlokes of Chum Rabbi Yehuda. Kula, Kirev Elazar ben Yaakov. Everybody agrees with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Vachkama. Hamachi Shemra, loike v'noisin Meir Sala. V'hu Shabal. Yudaimer, Lukas, Lukas. Malchus he gets under any circumstances. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that that is the opinion of Yehuda? The Sav Rabbi Yehuda lukas loikim mekamakim. Is it the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that gets Malchus whether he had be with this woman or not? But Tanya, haven't we just learned explicitly that Rabbi Yehuda I'm a ball loika loy ball eilen loika? Answers the Gemara, Aram Nachum Yitzel loika. Of course, when Rabbi Yehuda speaks about Malchus, it's not the Malchus that the Torah refers to, that an individual who's Mitzi Shemra and his wife gets Malchus. Here it means special Malchus, Malchus Madis Midrabbanim. And there's an interesting question in the Rishonim. We know that somebody who's Chayiv Malchus Midraisa, if he's able to withstand, he gets 39 Malchus. What is the halacha by Malchus Midrabbanim? So, there are Rishonim that say, Malchus Mardis, he gets until Achetetze Nefshei, which is a very interesting halacha. It turns out that we're more machmer by Malchus the Rabbanan than by Malchus the Raisa. So Ritvos says that it depends. If the person is getting Malchus Mardis for an Avera that he did,
So there, halacha is that the makas marida certainly is not more than 39. It can't be that the makas derabanan should be more serious, severe than the makas deraisa. But if he's getting makas because of something that's going an ongoing situation, and we want to prevent him from continuing doing the avera, then we keep on giving him makas achatetzin nafshei. But papama, a different way to reconcile the question that we have on Rabbi Yehuda. My ba'al loika diktari hasam. The second b'raisa says Rabbi Yehuda says he gets malchus. The first b'raisa where we learned the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't get malchus. Says the Gemara, malchus in the second b'raisa means the mammon. Where Rabbi Yehuda clearly indicated that he does have to pay the mei kesef. The question, if he didn't do bia, he doesn't get malchus. But the paying the 100 kesef, he pays. But ask the Gemara, so now, we're saying that paying the mei kesef is called malchus. Ask the Gemara of a karlei lamam and malchus. Paying this fine a mei kesef is called malchus. Answer the Gemara in. There is a precedent that paying is we use the word malchus for. For Tanya says the Gemara we learned in a brisa. Haima, we know that the Torah has a parsha of erchin. Every individual according to their age and their gender is. If they say erkoi, has to give a certain amount. If somebody says chatzi erki olai, I'm giving half of the erk that the Torah determined, noisen chatzi erkoi. He has to give half of the amount that the Torah identified. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Aymer, loikiv noisen erk sholim. He has to give the entire value. But stops the Gemara and asks, when we talk about erkin, so it's a financial payment. So what does the word loika mean? Says the Gemara, Amra Papa, what does loika mean? He pays Erech Shalim. So ask the Gemara, but why if somebody says, Chatzi Erki Alai, so what we've accomplished is that we see that the word loika can be used even for financial payment. But now the Gemara asks, why does Rabbi Yossi hold that if somebody said Chatzi Erki, he has to pay the entire Erech? Answers the Gemara, Gezer Chatzi Erki Ata Erech Chatziyai. If somebody says chatzi erkei, he has to pay the whole value because if he would have said erech chatzio, he would have to pay the whole value. But ask the Gemara, why if he says erech chatzio, does he have to pay the entire erech value? Answers the Gemara, because havalei evish and neshama tloyba. Somebody says that, if somebody says erech chatzio, so he's saying half of every organ. Now there are organs in our body that are avish and neshama tluyba. They're avish that our life depends. So it's as if we're saying our entire value. So when somebody says erech chetzyoy, he's going to have to pay the entire value. And since chatzi erki and erech chetzi are so similar, Chazal says Rabbi Yossi, in both cases, you have to pay the whole erech.